The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, gorgeous, and wonderful
Larry
Bradstreet.
Oh.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I hear you were working in your brother's house again. What are you, starting a business or something now?
I just get a little creative, and I like to do creative painting, and so I've been like painting the concrete.
Before we go any farther, and I forget, put on your new mask or your new mask.
Oh, it's on. Dang it!
You're locked in down there. You can't get it. I'm sorry. Now,
go.
Richard, we have a friend over here. Well, he is a friend. He owns a company that sells sunglasses mm-hmm. all over the world. It's kind of fascinating.
And he used to use me as a model. Can't imagine why.
Yeah. Isn't that a trip? It's kind of spooky, to tell you the truth, just looking at it.
See, my mouth really...
I've got
several different expressions. I mean, it looks fine when it's not on me, but when it stretches, it's... That it looks really bad.
What does Mark think about him? Does
he? He hasn't seen any of them yet.
He hasn't seen them.
I haven't worn them. I've worn them to the grocery store.
You had enough guts to wear that.
I know.
The grocery store.
But it's funny, it's because I don't see what people see. You know, you're just minding your business. You forget what you look like to other people.
People laugh.
Yeah, and you'll have some people kind of looking. I had one woman says, "Oh, that's so great! I just love it."
Yeah.
So I said, my mouth isn't really that big. She goes, I'm sure.
That's cute. The things we get to do.
I know. I figure, you know what? I smile at people, and I got this mask on. People can't ever see my expression. So I figured I'll put them on the mask.
Now, Richard, you got some masks, don't you? Some different ones that you're selling?
Yeah, it's a skeleton.
Now, are you going to be at your place today? Because I wanted to pick one of them up.
Is it the kind that go over the your neck and then you pull it up over your mask?
No, it's a real hard shell, full face mask.
That you wear like on a motorcycle?
Exactly.
Oh, can I wear?
The same material as a helmet.
Oh, I'll have to try one of those on tomorrow. I'm getting a picture taken with it anyways.
Now, do I get to come over and watch you guys?
Sure.
Yes, we're going to do a Global Vision commercial tomorrow.
Yeah, you've did quite a few global.
I've done not the commercials so much as just 20 years ago. No, it was like 2004, I think, wasn't it, Richard, when we first did those?
Your husband,
the eyeglasses.
Was even
I know.
A big poster.
And I told him I was going to do. Global Vision commercial. He says, ask him for a poster.
Ask him for a poster.
Because those are up that were hanging in there. Because he'd had some UPS driver, somebody had gone into your old offices and had seen those. And he comes back. He says, gosh, I was at this delivery and there was this poster that looked just like you. And Mark says, oh, really? That's strange.
He didn't want to tell him. He did a commercial.
No, he was funny. In a big poster of him. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Well, you've done quite a bit of stuff for Richard, though, haven't you?
I don't know. I think
you did the magazine a couple times.
But I think maybe two shoots, but then I think reuse some of the pictures in different.
Well, we did that one
catalogs.
Commercial over at his house.
I did do the one with the smashing, the one with Elsie and the motorcycle, and
Was he at their wedding at Elsie? Was he?
Oh
at,
no.
No.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't see him. No, they're celebrating a 1-year anniversary coming up.
Wow. Time flies, doesn't
it? I know.
When you're having fun.
The summer's gone, and all I've done is.
So I told you. I told you they came over.
To your garage sale.
To my garage
this
sale.
This is Rebecca and Dan.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Talk
about a long time. When did they first meet? When you were first had your modeling agency?
Yeah. It was really funny because.
She must have been pretty young.
Well, she was. And she came over, and her dad came with her. And he said, that she was not going to do any nudes. And I said, you can take that to the bank.
So. Yeah, that's not quite the modeling that we do here. No. They do that down at the Kindle Art Department.
Do they? Yeah, Kindle.
They probably do like the sketches. Yeah, you can have.
In fact, they asked for a couple of my models one time.
No way.
I don't want to get that ever stuff, that. You know.
No. I'd have to be like draped and covered and say, use your imagination. Maybe it'll look really nice under that sheet.
The stories I can tell about Rebecca, though, and Ron.
Yeah.
Man,
well, she did.
Kind of funny. But.
She played a character for a while. We called her Goody Heart, and it was like the Amish Minute. And she kind of was, in her dad's eyes, kind of that innocent Amish.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, untouched, unworldly. Kind of a person.
Well, her mom and dad didn't even know that she was dating him, and she was living with him, and they always wondered why they couldn't come over to her house because she's always busy and that. But
yeah, so they were together a long time before
they finally got married.
Yeah. So, and I think she may want to have kids. I'm like, you got to get going.
Well, the thing about it is, you got to have some place to live, and you got to have some. You got to have a
job.
Oh, do
you? Got to have a job and money to have kids.
I heard that.
Oh, I thought you get paid for having kids.
No, yes.
Well, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I've been still working at my brother's, helping a friend do some painting and trying to flip a house, and let me tell you,
pretty heavy to be flipping a house, isn't it?
Yes, that's why I was working out for a long time to get the strength to do that.
Yeah.
It is a smaller home though. It's out in the Alger Heights area.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little easier to flip. No, but it's so
Alger
much.
Alger Heights.
Yes, from Burton Eastern.
I thought you
28.
Said. It was
that's,
5 miles.
No, that's the house that I was helping paint with all the paint in my hair yesterday. That's Alger Heights. My brother's house is out a nap. Out
I
in
used
that
to
way.
Sell, when I sold real estate, I used to sell a lot of houses over in that area.
In Nat Fuller or in Alger Heights?
Well, like Eastern and in that area.
Yeah, he's right by that big cemetery, Nap.
Oh, yeah.
In Fuller. Yeah, yeah. Right over there. Yes.
So you're painting now too, huh? You're just
well,
a woman
I,
of all.
Well, she needed some help.
You said you found your belt, right?
I did find my belt.
I bet you that made me feel good to know that you needed
to throw it away.
I did.
I said, "Oh, Mark hung it up in the garage." So I saw it. Yeah. And so we've got the moonwalkers
this
again.
This is the classiest place, isn't it? You just sit there, and all of a sudden you start hearing.
No, we were listening to the podcast when we were painting. Had Lucy put it on her phone. And we were referencing, talking about the people.
Oh, could you
talking.
Hear that? Up? Could you hear that?
Yeah, and we
were
could.
They
and we could hear your dismay, your disgust with having to deal with this. How long do we have to have these people trampling on the roof on our?
Well, it looks like for a long time because they were doing it last week and the week before.
So they're putting solar panels.
When are they going to be done with that upstairs?
I'm curious, though. I don't know much about solar panels. I just know a lot about Michigan because I have seasonal affective disorder, and there are a lot of cloudy days in Michigan. So how much sun do they require in order for them to work? Because I think they only work in like 2.5 months out of the year, if that's the case, because we don't get a lot of sun.
There's an advertisement where the guy said, I used to pay $100 a month. $150 a month. Now I only pay $40 a month. I'm happy. But I guess that would be. But that wouldn't be. He probably didn't live in Michigan. He probably lived in Florida.
Yeah. Well, speaking of like electricity, I said referencing my brother's house again. He didn't replace anything. He had all these old appliances, you know, still works. It's like, but we got him a new refrigerator and turned off that old one. You see the difference in the energy efficiency compared to those old stuff. It was a humongous, that refrigerator was half of his electric bill before, even though he was never home, wasn't very much. But it's like, wow, they really, it is when they talk about energy efficiency.
That's just like furnaces and everything
else. Yeah, now that they have the energy efficient, they really are energy efficient compared to all the old things. But wow, see, you'd save money in the long run by buying new stuff, and it looks better. And so, yeah.
What does?
his house that's got new appliances. Just because it's something works, kind of, doesn't mean you have to keep it.
Right? Well, that's true. But you got to buy the other thing, too, and that costs money.
I know, but they're not... you can get good deals.
You do get a good deal?
I'm a very good deal shopper.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, I got him a good deal on a refrigerator and a stove.
Is he got a gas stove? Or
and then I got
stove?
The microwave above the stove. So it was really nice. Look at...
You know, we just redone our kitchen, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just wondering, we got a above stove...
microwave?
Microwave. Mm-hmm. And I went and grabbed the handle the other day.
Did you pull it off the wall?
I got a blister on my hand from doing that. I thought, what the hell? I'm just wondering if that's going to...
A blister because it's so hard to pull?
No, because it was so damn hot.
Oh, you burned yourself. Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Stay with me here, girl. I'm.
Well,
but it's just so hot. I just wondered why would they even put that type together?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. It
that shouldn't heat up like that.
It did.
Yeah, you might want to look into that.
Blistered the whole thing. So.
Yeah, you might want to look into the make sure that microwave is not heating on the outside as well as the inside.
So let's talk about our new show.
We talk about this new show.
Well, we keep talking about it. I keep wanting to keep you in mind that you don't forget it, you know.
I know.
I talked to us when I had the kids over, I was talking to them about it, and they wanted to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kids? Your neighbor kids?
No.
Oh, Dan and Rebecca. Yeah, they're not kids.
Well, I call them my kids because there's, you know. I almost raised
40?
Rebecca.
Yeah, right?
Since she was at my place all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Well, they did reply and... when I finally did send out a message to everybody.
I can't. I was excited about you telling me Juarez or whatever his name is.
Oh, Juarez.
What's his name? I forget.
Javier.
Javier. Yeah. Javier is one of the funniest. I mean, he just, not acting, just talking, he makes you laugh. I mean, he is the funniest guy I've ever met.
Yeah.
He could have made it in. If he went to California, he'd have been a star.
Yeah, I could definitely see him. With one of those movies where they have like stand-up comedians end up having their own movies type of a thing.
He was great.
Yeah, be like a Kevin Hart type of a character where he can just.
But the things he used to
improvising.
Say, was just, I mean, just improv. He could
right make it like, on his Facebook. It's not fit for our show, but
isn't.
Yeah, because he can go a little over the top, but he could rein
it
in.
We never went over the top.
Not like in the language kind of stuff that he would do on Facebook. We didn't do here.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah, he's always posting funny stuff. He's got a granddaughter now. And
no,
crazy, I know. He was just pooping in a bag in an elevator with my skit the last time. I remember that. Oh, man. We had some really weird skits, yes.
This is weird having somebody here.
I know. You
it?
Feel like, okay, now we have to perform because
yeah,
there's somebody actually.
Something.
Because we know nobody is actually watching on these cameras.
Well, we got three people so far. No.
I did notice, though, when I was just listening to our podcast, I think it is better to watch it than just listen to it because, I don't know, it just kind of seemed like, oh, just listening to us chat when we're much more animated and funny looking on camera. So
right.
I think
you get
so.
To see us.
You get to see
really
us. Yes,
like.
We used to go.
You put it up there.
Hello.
That, when you walk, it's kind of spooky to tell
I know.
You the truth.
I know. I look like I got a nose like a gorilla.
Well, you do.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have different expressions. I've got this one. I've got one where I'm just like, I've got one where I'm like, just a nice cheesy smile. And when I'm going,
Now, tomorrow you're going over to Richard's to do a commercial too for him?
Yes. And I will try to make myself look better than a gorilla.
What's that one they call? What's the one they call that you're doing tomorrow? What's the name of it?
Hercules? Hercules sunglasses, yes. Because he chose me because he knows how strong and scary I am. So he wanted me to play Hercules.
Oh,
no,
really?
Not really. So I was a little concerned when I saw that they were doing a commercial about Hercules. My mind went to Hercules, you know, the the character. And I thought, oh, does he want me to come in my Wonder Woman outfit with my, you know, the more gladiator looking one? I'm like, oh,
boy, I had about five.
Oh,
I had five jokes right then. When you said that.
So I'm like, oh, no, I'm not prepared for that. So I don't have to. So it's like, phew.
Well, that's good.
I could bring my shield or something, though. Say it's tougher than a shield to cover myself up.
To cover yourself.
Yeah, to hide.
Oh,
hide from Hercules. Go. Yes, no, but yeah, that's a big. A lot of people probably don't know, Richard, about your sunglass place over there. It's kind of tucked away, and
well, he's all over the world, though.
That's just what I mean. They don't know. It's just this little place over here in Granville, Wyoming, Grand Rapids area.
It's a three-story building.
Well, I'm in the global community, you're thinking, and just tucked away in the, you know, it's not like some big, like, Amway place, you know, people know the building, and it's a
pretty
big thing.
It's a pretty big place, though.
But you don't know it's there.
Well, what do you mean you don't know it's there?
Don't you have to drive down a little cul-de-sac, and it's in a building kind of way in the back?
Not way in the back, it's right up front.
It is up front?
Yeah, you turn into his driveway, and I mean, you turn.
I thought
right
it was like behind, like UPS and all that there. Yeah. So I'm right. It's tucked away back.
But
there.
You're making it sound like it's a little bitty building.
No, I'm just saying people driving around would not say, "Oh yeah, I went past that Global Vision, that big sunglass place."
Well, they don't have a big sign out. They don't sell sunglasses for retail.
That's what
there.
I'm saying. So people don't know that he's got this big not manufacturer, but
yeah,
distributor
he'll tell you
and
about
everything. Oh, he's got a big head about it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Richard,
course.
A big head? Oh, my God. No, not at all.
No. He is tall, though, isn't he?
He's a pretty tall guy,
pretty
yeah.
tall. But yeah. He always would get little tiny little girlfriends, it seemed like.
Tiny little girlfriends?
Tiny little girlfriends.
He likes to sit on them. So. Or they sit on him. One
those,
of the
little,
other.
Those little petite little
come sit on my lap.
Asian women. It's
little
just
girl.
Like, yes.
Yeah, he kind of likes the Asian women.
Yeah, he likes them young and pretty, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right, Archie? Am I right? Am I right? Yes, I think so. The big tall guys. A lot of times it's the big tall guys that like the little tiny petite little girls. Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's the short guys are like, come on, save something for us. We don't have much selection when we are limited.
I never cared how tall they were.
You didn't care about
or how tall. You know, how short they were. I just wondered if they would or they wouldn't, you know. To me, that's what you were looking for in a girl.
I was watching actually a comedy video on Netflix. It was with Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Remember him? And he must have had a new set or gig or whatever out. And he's talking about himself being, you know, always in 50s and all this stuff that's falling apart. But he married a young, he's got, I guess this is his third wife. And he's got two little kids, but that was pretty funny. His new bit.
His new bit.
Yeah, but he is he was making reference that his wife is somehow Mexican. I don't know if she really is, but he'd talk in a Mexican accent when he would be, you know, doing here, and it was just so hilarious, very funny. So
I had one of those T-shirts on from the. Show we used to do downtown.
Oh, the yeah, time. The one where I'm on your lap.
No, I forget what did we used to do downtown all the time?
Oh,
Gilda Radner.
Oh, the Laugh Fest. Oh, I thought Laugh you Fest. Meant the one.
And
you're kidding me.
I went to Myers yesterday. I bet you I had four people. Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, ours got canceled.
Yeah,
ours was the last show of Laugh Fest. It was on a Sunday, and that Friday they canceled the rest of the Laugh Fest stuff. And then that's just when we were starting to be a little bit about the COVID thing, and it was just like, oh, these empty. I guess okay, I can see a lot of people not sitting next to each other, and they're closing like a college or whatever. Had no idea what this would have turned into.
Well, I'm talking
no
about
idea.
Court. I sit there and listen to the old vice president talk about how Biden was going to cure the world of this when he gets to be president, and he'll never have another problem with it. You know?
I was curious too. I've been hearing a lot. He's been putting a lot of ads around
here.
I think Trump's supposed to come to Michigan this week. I think I heard, but his ads. Biden's ads, although they're not put out by him, they're put up some PAC or something, where it sounds like he's using Donald Trump's Make America Great Again kind of a mentality. You know, he talks about how he raised this economy and we need to be, you know, make ourselves, you know, strong again, blah, blah, blah. It's like, sounds like he's trying to use, you know, kind of Trump's thing, you know, make America great and perform
for
and working.
For all you people and, out there, all three of you listening to Carrie talk right now, we got idiots up on their...
Not idiots. They're just in their look, in their concrete boots. That's all.
They're not in a concrete. They're up on the...
I know. It's just a thin... It's a thin roof. Yeah. It's a metal roof.
But why don't they do that at night?
I mean, because they don't care. Okay. We're just happen to be... We're lucky and fortunate to be able to have use of this.
Yes, we should.
Remember,
we should always...
like our show, it's going to be based on a public access television station that probably doesn't have a lot of money. And so everything is done on the cheap.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the whole scenario. You can't have expensive buildings. You can't have high quality, what are you going to play? You're going to be like the manager or the station manager or something?
You're the one that's going to tell
that's
what
I think.
Everybody's going to
That's
do.
What I think. Well, let Richard see what he thinks. You could be like the station manager.
Yeah.
You don't like to know lines. We won't give you any lines or anything.
Okay.
We'll make your character one that's always trying to scheme some kind of fundraising thing to get money for the place. And so you're always on the phone. You know, you're trying to get some kind of money making thing. And then we all think that you don't know anything about anything. So, but we treat you like, oh, you're the greatest. So like if we're on set and you come in there and we're just like, oh, hey.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean like you usually do? Is that what you're talking about? Reruns.
And then,
that's what it is, reruns of this.
And then you give, you know, some opinions on stuff. Like, yeah, great idea. And then when you leave, you're like, no way, guys, we're not doing that. You know, kind of a character.
And can we make you a character of, you know, you have two jobs, one is at night and one's during the day?
Oh, then I have to take those vitamins again, right?
Vitamins?
That was the commercial where I had to be a mom in the day and
a hooker at night.
A hooker at night. That's why I needed those once a day vitamins.
Yeah. I always wondered why you never put me in any of them, though, when you played.
I didn't cast those.
You didn't?
You never wanted to be in a lot of the skits. You just wanted to tell the same old jokes. Yeah. And you wanted to do the hosting. He thought he wanted to be Regis Philbin. And I was Kathy Lee. And do the openings and the monologues and stuff from our show.
Remember when we had dinner with...
We did with Regis.
Yeah, Regis. Yeah. Now he's passed away.
I know.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
He put in a lot of years, though, you know. He was...
Yeah. I mean, way before, and I had even heard of him.
I really didn't think Kathy Lee and him got along very well from the things you read, but mm-hmm. It sounded like after he died, she kind of really said that what a wonderful person
Kathy
he was.
Lee
you
know, or Kelly?
No, not Kelly. Kelly talked good about him, too.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that time flies, too. It just seems like they were auditioning someone for that role. Now I'm thinking, she's been there forever now.
Yeah, it just seems funny that. And then... I'm just wondering what he thinks about his wife being with her co-star now.
Whose wife being with who?
The co-star. Who's the co-star of the show now?
Now, Kelly and Ryan?
Ryan. Now, they seem pretty...
Right. Ryan has this reputation. A lot of people think that he's secretly gay. I don't know. I mean, he's dated some really pretty women. He just might be a career guy. He's got so
See,
many
there you go. Everybody's
jobs.
Gay nowadays. And
no,
if you're
well,
not,
that's, well, that's what people think because he's, you know, never...
Been married?
Been married and dating off and on, but...
Well, he's lived with quite a few girls.
I don't... Who knows? Hollywood
only
let you know. And who cares? But I'm just saying, he's probably one that's too busy. It's like, I don't need to be married. I've got 16 jobs and I'm making all this money. And
I can have any woman I want. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That's Trump who could have when you're famous.
He probably has every woman he wanted.
No, don't even go there. That's another thing, too. I get so frustrated with the liberal media, the liberal people are trying to be the moral authority in our country.
Don't hold back. Say what you think.
But it's like they're like, he did this and he's been married twice, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everybody has got, you know, something in their past that they're not, you know, happy with. Everybody's sinned. But you're out there making pornography. You're making, doing these movies. You're doing all. No, I'm just saying they put out stuff on the, all their shows basically are pornography. They got, and so they're going to tell us about morality, but then they do all this sleazy stuff and they favor all these sinful behaviors and stuff.
I wonder how they got to hate Trump as bad as they do. I mean,
because
when you stop and think
he's not one of them.
Well,
he can't be bought, and he doesn't, you know, fit in with the career politicians who's
Nancy
started
Pelosi,
since high school. You know, they've been groomed, you know, to be, you know, into politics, and so he's not that
way.
The
Democrats,
he's real. He's not
Democrats
fake.
Democrats tell on themselves. So I mean, when they talk, they're talk about.
Oh, they project what they do onto other people, right?
They accuse
Republicans
on everything they do.
Right.
They accuse Trump.
It's because
of.
They do it. They think Trump must think like them. It's like, no, you're just the one with the messed up. With the messed
Did
up
you
mind.
See that one on TV yesterday? Here in Grand Rapids too, he owns a motor home. He said, "If you're a Trump person, don't come here and buy anything from me."
What is with this world? Why can't people have their own?
I mean, how stupid can you be?
Yeah, you're just going to.
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
And don't you think a lot of people who buy RVs are more wealthier people?
Oh yeah, especially when you're talking.
Yeah, so I'm thinking you're just
$300,000.
So you're just kind of, you know, cutting off probably the most of your buyers or potential buyers. No, it's so dumb,
it's
especially when businesses or like the NBA or NFL. Why are you
Can you
putting
imagine
politics
how much Trump
into
got
your
done if he Democrats would have worked along with him? How?
No, but they don't want stuff to get done because
they're
not needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want a society that depends on the government rather than us.
Hello, Democrats.
No, we don't need the
government.
We're
here watching you. We see what you're doing. We know what you're doing.
I know.
I think Trump will win. I wish he'd keep his mouth
I'm
shut
scared,
though, a little bit more.
I'm scared of what the world would be.
With Biden?
Yeah. Well, just because.
Well, he'll
just
get his son his job back.
All those socialist kind of things come. It's like, this is not what our country is meant to be. Why do you think all these people try to come to our country because of capitalism, because of freedom of opportunity? And
but when they get here, they want to be like they were raised, so then they want to change America.
That's
and
yeah.
We shouldn't have them change America.
We've got people in New York who, you know, they have themselves taxed to death, and so they move to Florida or Texas, and they bring their stupid liberal ideas with them. And so they start changing the places they move to. It's like, no. Why don't you see what you just did in your own state? Don't wreck these other states that don't have all these, you know, state taxes and taxes.
Well, look at
stuff.
All them people, though, that come from other countries and then how they like America, but when they get here, they want to change the ways.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the Muslims, they want everybody that's a Christian to stop being a Christian and be a Muslim. Go back to your own state, be a Muslim all you want. If you want to stay here in this country, you want to be a Muslim, that's fine, too.
You should come here because you want to be an American. You know, you're no longer.
They'll kill you.
It used to be. Yeah, you came here to become American. You didn't come here and then say, I'm German or I'm whatever. That you were proud to say, I'm an American. We got heritage from all different parts, but we are unique. We're not, you know, like the people that live in Germany. We're not like the people that live in Italy. We are, you know, we have these values and. This we are American. It's totally different. But they want to be we're here. Yeah, you have all this freedom. So I have this freedoms to just not bother to learn your language and just stay with all my friends over here, and we'll have our own little, you know, foreign place in the country. It's like, no, I think people need to be fluent in English before they are allowed to become at least American citizen. And I think before they come here for work or anything like this, they have to know the language.
I really do.
It makes no sense to come here and then you've got 15, 20, 30 different languages spoken by people. Who could keep up with that?
Yeah.
It would be better for those 30 to learn one than one us to learn 30.
Letting all these people come over here and changing their ways, and the Democrats are wanting this just to get rid of Trump, and then they will go back to what they truly are.
They're exposing themselves a lot
absolutely.
You know, they're not afraid now to say that, well, we want to take all your guns away. We want socialized medicine. You know, it's like, come on, you millennials, you dummies, you know, selfish kids, you know, thinking, yeah, I want everything for free. It's like, you guys, nothing is for free. It's like, yeah, you want this item for free?
Steal it.
Somebody, had to have built that, manufactured, all this kind of stuff. How did that product get made? Were people just volunteering their time? You know, it's like, things aren't for free. Somebody has to be doing work to create stuff.
Yeah, you think that's the way it is?
Well, yeah, but to them. So I should be able to go to college for free.
Who do you think will win, Democrats or Republicans?
Oh, I can't imagine that our country would turn around and head in the other direction. I'm thinking that there's going to be just a big, huge wave of Trump supporters in the end. And I think a lot of people Democrats are just saying, hey, you know, don't want to be part of this party anymore because they are just radical, out of control. You know, like people rioting and taking down statues and stuff. They're like, this is not.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, this. People are like, you hate our country. You want to be leaders of a country that you hate. You know. So I think a lot of them are just silently just not saying anything, or telling pollsters, I'm vote for Biden, but they know not when I actually get to the poll. I'm going to do what I know needs to be done, but I don't want to deal with people blackballing me or, calling me names.
Can't say that word anymore. You used the word black.
They feel like they have to be quiet because you can't share your own personal opinions anymore. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And you should be able to have different opinions and still be friends with people.
Yeah.
Although I remember as a kid, they said, you don't ever talk about politics
or religion,
you know, with your friends. Yeah. And it should stay that way, except for now everybody wants to talk about, put their 2 cents worth in about
politics.
Everybody
gets so mad about it now. If you're a Republican, you're a Democrat,
you're evil.
You hate me. You don't, it's not
yeah.
that you just
disagree with me.
No. You hate me because I'm a Republican.
Yeah, and that's the whole mentality. And I think there's a whole generation that thinks that's okay. It's like, no, that's not how it used to be.
Well, look at the things. Look at the things.
You had an election, and then you just dealt with it, and then you had waited 4 years, and you had another election.
How could you be a religious person and be a Democrat?
Oh, you can't.
You can't.
I've said that forever.
And be a Democrat.
No, not a follower of Christ. People say, "Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. I do this," but you're not a follower then, because you're choosing earthly, worldly, sinful stuff over what God says to do. So then, obviously,
abortion. Yeah. Abortion is a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. Now, are there Republicans? I'm sure there are. But
they're part of their platform. It's like,
right.
No.
It's unbelievable.
No. There's everything that is basically what God would support, they are for. And this is what's why I think they hate Christians, is because we're kind of like that mirror. A real moral mirror to them. And so, you know, they're going to demonize Christians and celebrate Muslims or anything else because we're kind of the enemy. But God always said that, you know, they hate me. That's why they hate us. They don't hate us per se. They hate him. And so.
Well, you know, not to cut it short.
Yes.
But I think it's about time that we wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't even know if we talked about anything today.
We didn't, because we had
our
guest is almost falling asleep. And look over there.
No, it's yeah, you always feel like you're yeah, you're being watched.
And
maybe it would be different if we ever had like a live audience. Although it might be kind of cool if you had interaction.
If you only had three people sitting out there and looking.
No,
at
but
you
I mean, and, when yeah. when you're on a show yeah. and they pay to have audience members, a lot of these places, the tickets are free,
instead
or sometimes they hire people to fill seats, you know, in places. But you get feedback from if they're laughing or not laughing or. Whatever, you can kind of get a
don't
feel.
Don't you read your feedbacks on the show? They write back about people.
Not on our show.
Yeah. Last week I had one idiot. So oh. that's all I remember.
I thought that maybe the studio was like kind of, you know, filtering that out yeah. for us so it didn't hurt our feelings.
Well, next weekend we got a guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we got a guest coming next week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Was it somebody that I know?
Probably.
Okay. Because I know everybody.
She does. Isn't she good looking? I had to say that because I didn't. You had to
I know.
Let me
look at. I went to bed with
week.
Wet hair. I was showing them pictures of me. We're me and Lucy were trying to YouTube how to operate this spray painter.
Right.
Which you shouldn't use this in the house, anyways. Well, by the time we're done, we're just coated in paint, and so I'm taking a shower, a bath, soaking my hair forever. So I went to bed with. Wet hair last night, really, really late, and so yeah. I just got up and came as is. But I think most of the paint is out of my hair. So, yes, I'm not trying to look beautiful.
Well, my wife is, believe it or not, going to retire from Steelcase,
oh, okay.
and they give her this plan of that
a severance of something,
severance pay and all that.
That's the way to
but
go.
But they're going to have her work for a couple months extra to get. She's doing the new. What do you call it? She's doing a
international,
book on,
oh, a book.
On the
procedures
and that. So she's
a training manual
that.
For the next person. Right. Here's 30 years of experience. You learn that.
Yeah, you learn a little bit of that. But yeah. she handles all this stuff like if you need a green card or and right now they're having a
yeah.
problem because they're not letting anybody. The president has stopped all.
International travel,
into, which is a good thing.
Yeah, even just with the COVID stuff, right. it's.
Well, we're going to take off right now.
Okay.
I think
you're going to take off what shirt pants?
Oh, we're going to talk dirty. I like this. No,
he goes. Oh, you look different today.
Yeah.
I've got my bruised legs covered up.
Oh, you know, isn't it funny how my legs wearing these short? I bump into everything, and then I have these. Oh, my legs hurt so bad because of
yeah.
it, you know, so.
Naturally.
The older you get, the more bumps you get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you get, I don't know why, but you lose your balance.
I also was going
like,
to say, too,
to
and I think I attribute it to, is if you're having bifocals on, you know, your depth perception is, like, when I'm going downstairs, I got to lift my glasses up because I can't really tell.
I cannot walk and wear glasses at the same time. I can't,
so,
no.
Yeah.
But I trip now. I bet you I fall once a week. In fact, when we're cleaning my garage, we had this big stuff we were putting up. I fell into all that, knocked everything that I had cleaned up all over the floor. I had to start all over. So yeah. that isn't what I want to talk about this week. I just want to say goodbye.
Okay. And you're going to help.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, but hopefully we could haul some.
And Carrie's going to be dressed up for a change. I mean, she's going to look real good because we're going to have a guest.
That means I have. All right. I won't stay up till 3 in the morning. And
no,
then,
you don't
okay.
have to do that.
Well, no, that's normally why I'm so tired because I'm up late and then I get up in the morning yeah. and I just roll out of bed and come here.
Yeah, well, don't call me until 3 o'clock in the morning. Come and pick up that stuff. Just
no.
Just making time of it.
No, that's when I finally settle down. I think, now I'm home. Then I want to watch some TV and it's like, oh, look what time it is now. Oh, it's 2:30. I better go.
Say good night.
Oh, good night.
Good
afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, whenever it is that you're watching.
Good morning.
Us.
Good afternoon. Good evening, depending on what time you're watching this.
Yeah.
Say Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.